the pasuk in the end of Parshas Bitsara, Perek Tesva, Pasuk Yuches, the Isha Asher Yishkav Isha Sasha Chasera, for Chasubamayim, the Tamuad Arav. So the pasuk teaches us that a woman becomes Tameya as a result of Shechasera that is implanted in her. B'shas Tashmish. Then the Gemara derives in Daf Mem Aleph and Nida from Sukkim that not only does a woman become Tameya because of Shech Vazera, but there's a notion of Poleta Shech Vazera as well. That if a woman has Shech Vazera that entered her body, and then the body expels it, then that expulsion of viable Zera also creates Tumah. And that's the discussion of the Mishnah and the Gemara in Shabbos, Pei Vav and Aleph. The Mishnah says, "Minayin lepoleta shech vazera bayom hashlishi shehi tmeya." How do we know that that didn't poleta shech vazera? That if a woman expels shech vazera, that even applies bayom hashlishi. We learn from the pasuk by Maman Har Sinai, "Hayunu chanim lishloshes yamim." Then the Gemara has a three-way machlokas tanoim. How do we understand that bayom hashlishi? Does bayom hashlishi mean abichlal, avalo bichlal? Is it up until the third day? Is it inclusive of the third day? So that's the three-way machlokas tanoim, which centers on how long do we view zera as being viable. The assumption is that the tumor created by poleta shechva zera is only created if it's still viable zera. And that's about focus here, how long is zera viable after it enters a woman's body. So the Gemara has Tanur Rabbanan Poleta Shechva Zera B'yom HaShlishi Tahara Divrei Reb Elazar Ben Azariah Shmuel Omer Pa'amim Shehein Dalaron Pa'amim Shehein Heyon Pa'amim Shehein Vavonos Reb Akiva Omer La'olam Hey. So the range of possibility is between 48 hours and 72 hours. How long is Zera considered to be viable? So the Rambam notwithstanding, the Rambam in Abba Satoma Parakei, Halacha Yud Aleph, has a different position. The Rambam has the passages like the minimalist position as far as how long Shechva Zera is viable, but all the other Rishonim assume that 72 hours is Vav Onos, 6 12-hour periods or 6 day-night periods for a total of 72 hours, is the amount of time that the Tumah of Poleta Shechva Zera is relevant, i.e. the amount of time that Zera is considered to be viable. Okay, so that all is as far as the Tumah created by Shechva Zera and by Poleta Shechva Zera. Fine. Then the Gemara has on Daf Lamed Gimel, Amud Aleph on the bottom, Bai Rami Bar Chama, Poleta Shechva Zera Mahu Shetistor B'ziva. Look at Rashi. Poleta Kigon Sheshimsha B'zov, that if Tashmish takes place during the Yemei Ziva Upaska V'eschila Limnos, let's say a woman is a Zava, she stops seeing Dam, she begins to count her Yemei Tara, be it Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom or Zava Gedola Shiva Nekiyim. Upalta. Right? So let's say a woman has Tashmish Yemei Ziva, and then she sees Dam, which makes her a Zava, and then the Dam stops, and then she starts counting her Yemei Tara, either Shemeres Yom Kineged Yom, or in theory, Shiva Nekiyim. And then she's Poleta Sat Shechva Zera. Mahu Shetistor Minyana. So is that Poleta Shechva Zera going to be Soser her count towards her Tara process as a Zavah? So that's the Gemara Shaila here of Rami Bar Chama. Poleta Shechva Zera Mahu Shetistor B'ziva. Rava Haisa V'Soseris. Do we say that we view the Poletas as Roa, that is Ki'ilu, she has a Re'ia, which is Mitamayir, and therefore would be Soser, the count. Odilma, Nogasaisa, velo sasa. Or is it like she comes in contact with tuma, but it's not that she produces a tuma, and therefore that's not going to be soser the count? I'm sorry? Correct. Tosa says we're talking about the Zavagadol Sosli, correct?
Correct.
Okay. So that's the Shaila Gemara here. Whether Poletus is going to be Soser, the Meitara Soser, the Shivanakir. Okay. And the Gemara here is not Poshe the Shaila. However, the Gemara and Daf Membeis Amid Aleph does seem to be poshet, that is considered to be roa, not nogas, and therefore it would be soser. But there is a major machlokas rishonim. What is the nidon that we're talking about here? What is the context of this question of whether Poletus is going to be soser the Shiva Nikim? So the Rush in Perek Dalet Simen Aleph, the Rush first quotes a Shitas Rabbeinu Tam that Rabbi Barchama's whole Nidon, whole Shaila, was only about a woman who has attached relations with a Zav. So in that case, where you have the Shekh Vazar Vazav, that's where the Shaila was, is that Soser? But that's the only relevance of the Shaila. So that's the first position that the Rush quotes, and the Rush rejects that Lehalacha. The majority position we've shown him is reflected by Tosfos. The Tosi just referenced on Lama Gimel and Aleph, Dibra Maschil Roa. Amari, the Mishkachas Mishimsha Behater, Shetistor Ayde Pleta Acher Re'ias Gimel Yamim Ritzufin. So you could have a case, because if we're talking about a Zavah Gadol, in order to get there, you have to have Re'ias for 3 days. So what's the case where she already started counting her Shiva Nekiyim? She had Tashmish before she became a Zavah, and she already started counting Shiva Nekiyim, and then she's still Poletes. So you could have that case, the Kaimel on Karabanan, Perkut Bekiva, the Gemara we just saw, to be Inan Shesh Onos Shlemos, that the Zera is still viable, and therefore you have Poletes for a full 72 hours. So you have a case where a woman has Tashmish on the beginning of day one, then she sees Dam a couple hours later. So day one, day two, day three make her into, or she has three Re'ios over the next 3 days. That makes her into a Zava Gadola. She starts counting Shiva Nekiyim on that fourth day, which is still within 72 hours of the original Tashmish. So you could have a case where she's Shimsha Veheter, and then she becomes a Zava Gadola, and then she starts counting Shiva Nekiyim, and you still have Poletus. Yeah.
In the internal Shakratari of Rava, the next Amud, part of his Pirfa is that he argues why it can't be 1 day, it can't be 7 days, but here there's no Nachman to turn one or seven days. It's always the first day of Shiva Nekiyim when you restart. It's you're gonna have you only wasted 1 day and you're gonna have 7 days left anyway.
Is she asking what?
So I'm asking if that's true, how can Rava be arguing that? How can Rava say that there's a difference between 1 and 7? If Lamai said itself, there's never going to be a difference.
I'm not sure.
Tosos
is the second answer.
Tosos
what?
Tosos is the second answer.
It's
talking about.
Let's see that.
And also,
So let's continue the Tosafos. Tell me if it's still a question. I'm not sure I answered your question, but
sure.
Let's continue the Tosafos. You'll tell me if it's still unclear. Inami, acharia achas. Or you could have a case where there's only one ri'iya. The achar tikkun of zera. This is a ferish of nakiya maltimas dav kachardo. There's our practice of treating a woman as a zavah gadol, even if there's only a single ri'iya. So then that's a simple case. That's every case where all you need is one ri'iya to be machmir to treat a woman as a zavah, and then you definitely have a case where women can start a shiv nakiyim and then be poletus. Right? Inami achari achas rachatikum abzera disafer shiv nakiyim altibas dabkachardo the mistarit sarach nami nakiyim mizera the ke'en daraisa tikun. Okay. Umikan isha shishim shavarasa miyad ein lo lahaska lisper nakiyim. Oh. Okay. So the case, according to Tosafot, according to the Ri, we're talking about any situation of a Zava who is Poletas, not limited to Poletas, the Zara Vazav, as the Beit HaTam says, and therefore, the Ri goes on to say, or Tosafot goes on to say, based on the Ri, Mikan, Isha Shishimsha, if a woman has tashvish on Sunday 10 a.m., and then she sees dam Sunday noon, ein la lahaska lisper nikiyim ad achar yom dalid. So even though, in theory, let's say she had a very short ri'iyah, she sees dam on Sunday, she sees dam on Monday, and she would do a hefsek tara at the end of Monday, or she sees dam Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and does a hefsek tara at the end of Tuesday, and then could start counting her shiv nikiyim on Wednesday. So even though we could have said that, or should have said that, Tosafot says no. Ein lahaska lisper nikiyim ad achar yom dalid. Why? To be in on vav ono shleimos, because you have to wait until you finish the window of paletha shechvasera. So if she had tashmish 10 o'clock on Sunday morning, you have to wait till 10 o'clock Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So you have to wait till you finish those 72 hours before you can start counting your shiv nakiyim. Once you finish your 72 hours, that day isn't, you can't start your nakiyim in the middle of the day, so then you're not going to be able to start your shiv nakiyim until Wednesday. So the tashrish on Sunday, so Sunday to Monday, Monday to Tuesday, Tuesday to Wednesday, sorry. And then you have to wait until Thursday before counting your shiv nakiyim. Okay, that's what Tosafot says, emerges from the position that Paletus Shechvasera is relevant to any case of a Zava who had Tashvish. Any situation which is Tashvish, you then have to wait 72 hours before beginning your Shiv Nakiyim. Yeah? Okay, so were we asking on Rava, or should we...
So, maybe I misunderstood something I thought, but my question is, so, there's only going to be viable Zera on the first day of Shiv Nakiyim.
Why?
Because it's only viable for six onos. So it could
that's
be that the first 3 days of
right.
Zava Gadola are going to be within, are going to be less than those six onos, but there's going to be some left over because before 10 a.m. there will be, so then it's, so, but regardless, it's always going to be on the first day of Shiv Nakiyim.
Mm-hmm.
There could be plus a ship of Zera. So, within Rava, he is sort of like this. He first has a drush as to why it can't be 7 days, and then he explains why it can't be 1 day. Like those, like I mean, it can't be so sere either, just that day, and nor can be fully so sere. So how does it make any sense when the only case where this could possibly occur would be on the first day of Shiv Nakiyim, in which case there would be no difference between being so sere just that day or fully so sere Shiv Nakiyim. Because either way, there's only 1 day that's...
No, once we're machmir like Reb Zeira, so we treat everyone as a Zava Gadola, so even if you have only Re'ia for 1 day, we still treat that as a Zava Gadola, but you start your Shiv Nakiyim on the second day.
But even according to Tosafot's first answer,
right.
Rava is just saying, how is it... He's not saying Lysa. He's saying, is it able to be so-so the whole thing, or is it only able to be so-so one day?
Would he really be arguing?
Even if he had to practically be so-so the whole thing, it's just, what is...
Would he really be arguing something that's just theoretical, though?
his point is it couldn't possibly be soaked for 7 days, it couldn't possibly be soaked for 1 day.
Right.
He said it couldn't possibly be soaked for 7 days because if you compare it to
So I guess that could be the answer to my question. My question would be like, why is Rava arguing a case that's only theoretical that would never actually happen, which is uncomfortable, but if this is in a case where in theory we treat everyone as seven adult, in which case you start after 1 day.
That would be true anyway, but I'm not sure if even if it was only theoretical, I'm not sure if that is a problem, but
right.
So I think you're covered either way. Okay, so that's the position of the Ri, and that we'll call the majority position in Rishonim. And that's what we saw halachas. We'll see in a few moments. And then the Rosh quotes a third position in Rishonim, and that of the Ravid, that the whole din of Poleta Shechla Zara being Soser is only relevant in Inyan Taros and not the Inyan Heter Labaila, as we saw consistently in Ravid before, other areas of Hilchos Nida where he splits between Heter Labaila and Taros here as well. The Ravid suggests that the whole din of Poletas being Soser is only relevant for Taros, not relevant as far as the Heter Labaila. The Rashba writes in Taros Habayis Kavav Amud Aleph that seems to fit well with the Gaonim and the Rif, who don't quote this din of Poletas Lahalacha. If it's only relevant in Taurus, we don't have Taurus in Tzvanazah, then we understand why they wouldn't quote it. Now, the Beis Yosef does say that's not a Rayin Mukrachas, because there are a number of halachas that the Rif leaves out of Hilchos Nida, even though those halachas may also be for similar reasons, as we saw a little bit in the context of Samin. Nevertheless, even though the Rashba rejects the Rayin Halacha, even though the Rashba thinks that there may be merit to the Shitas Aravid Mikra Adin, the Rashba still says that a Bal Nefesh Yachash La'atzmo, that it's appropriate to be Machmir. The Rush, as you saw, has a number of kashas on the Aravid. Number one, the Rush is bothered by what would emerge from the Aravid that you're going to be Sasaris L'chatzan. If that's the case, that the din of Poletha Shech Zera being Soser is only relevant in Taurus, and now the Indian had to Levila, so then, in theory, a woman would have to have two separate counts, because as far as Taurus is concerned, it's going to set her back. As far as had to Levila is concerned, it doesn't. So does that mean she would have to go to the mikveh twice and have two separate counts, one Le'inyan Taurus and one Le'inyan Heter Levila? So to that, the Madana Yontiv here in Osvav doesn't think that's such a kasha, because the Rabbi may say in a chanami, bisman that you are makbid on taros and you're going to say that the paletis is so saras in taros, so then the heter labayla is nigra, or the isra labayla is nigra after the status for taros. So whatever you have to do as far as the tara process for taros is going to transfer labayla as well. So if you are makbid on taros and it's so saras in taros, then by extension, the same is going to be true labayla. But bismanenu, if we're not makbid on taros, then you can split. Taros don't concern us. We're only concerned about heter labayla. And as far as the heter labayla is concerned, poletis is not going to be soser. That's, yeah.
Why doesn't the Rush ask that on the Rive and any other filik mix between taros and heter labayla, like by like last time by Bidigos, that the Horvath is only necessary by taros.
So that's not going.
You can also end up with two counts.
Not in the same way, because let's say we chard and stuck in. So it's yesh b'chal masayimana. If you're going to do bidikas chard and stuck in, so then that. As you're saying, oh, let's say bismadi, you're makbid on taros. You did a lower grade bidika, but you didn't do a bidikas chard and stuck in. So that lower grade bidika is going to be effective in Heter Labayla, but not Linyan Taros, and then she's going to end up having a different count.
She's going to end up going to the mikvah twice.
Not sure. Not exactly the same, because there. Is there anyway the Ravid holds that all you need is one minimal bedika. So charvus daku lemais is only lechachila, except for day one and day seven. So lemais, you're not going. It would be very mitzvah sam case where you did a bedikas charvus dakin on the only bedika you did was a bedika day one and day seven, and it wasn't charvus dakin. It's a very limited case where that. But that would have relevance. So this is more pronounced because here it's all or nothing. Okay, that's the Rashi's first kasha on the Ravid. So the Ravid himself, the Ravid quotes the following raya. I'm reading from the Rashi, the Taras Havayis, Kafav Medalef. I don't see it inside here. I'm going to say it outside. Forgive me. So the Ravid brings a raya from the Gemara in Daf Samach Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara in Samach Zayin Amud Beis describes, as we'll see a little bit later on, that the Gemara presents Reb Shimon, that Ikar Adin, because we say Mixas Hayom Kukulo, a Zava Gedola can go to the mikvah on day 7 during the day. Because once you're ready to day 7, Mixas Hayom Kukulo, she's Tahara. In theory, she could go to the mikvah during the day, and in theory, she could be mishameshes and bayil. However, the Gemara says a woman shouldn't do that. Shema tira v'tistor. What's the concern? She's going to go to the mikvah on the morning of day 7, mikvah siyam kukulo, and then she's going to have tashmish, and then she's going to see dam. So that's going to set her back to the beginning. That's going to be soser her shivnikiyim. And it'll turn out, lemafreya, that she was still a zava v'shas tashmish. Right, so that's Reb Shimon of Shema Tira V'Tistor, why in practice a woman can't go to the mikvah on day 7 during the day. Says the Ravid, if we're concerned about the stira poletha shechvazera, poletha shechvazera is not only relevant to Inyan Taras, but to Inyan Heter Baila as well, so why didn't the Gemara say that? That's a more shkia situation that a woman... to say that a woman she's been clean for 7 days. And day 7, she's going to go to the mikvah in the morning, she's going to have tashmish, and then she'll be roh adam. That's a lo shkiyah situation, that after being clean for 7 days, she's suddenly going to see dam at the end of day 7. But more likely, a more common scenario, is that a woman's going to have tashmish, and then she's going to be poletis right away. So if poletis is so through the shivanakiyam, so then that's a more common concern that the Gemara should have expressed, or Shimon should have expressed, that she's going to have Tashrish on day 7, she's going to be Poletes, and that's going to be Sosaris to Kath the Shivanakim. Right, so that's the Raya things. That's the Raya, that the whole din of Poletes is only relevant to Inyan Taras, now the Inyan Heter Labaila. And the Rashi rejects that Raya. And the Rav says, no, the whole din of Poleta Shechva Zera being Soser isn't relevant on day seven. Because once we invoke Nisas Hayom Kukulo, then it's considered that you have your complete Shiva Nakir. You know, the Chisaron of Saseris by Balesa Shechmazera is a Chisaron and Nakir. It's not like she sees Dam and that disrupts the count and sets you back to square one. No, it's just the Chisaron in Nakir that day is not considered to be Naki. But once you invoke Mitzvah Zion Kukulo, so that already defined day seven as Naki, so you accomplish your Shiva Nakiyim, and Paletas is not going to pose a problem for that anymore. The Siddur Tara points out there's a slight nuance in Lashon between the way the Rashba says this and the way the Rush says it. The Rashba, on Daf Membezim and Aleph, Dibra Maskel Avala Raivin, Membezim and Aleph, Dibra Maskel Raivin, the way the Rashba says it, the Rashba Koser Ben Yonah, is the Iker Stiras Shechva Zera Eino Ella Mishum Delo Mikru Nikiyim. The point of Poletas being a Soser is that if you're Poletas during Shiva Nikiyim, that day is not considered Naki. The Acher Shesafra Nikiyim, but once you completed your count of Nikiyim, once you say Mixes Yom Kukul on day 7, Shivlo Yistro Shechva Zera. So then, Shechva Zera is not capable of being Soser Shiva Nikiyim because you've completed your Shiva Nikiyim. Because once you have your into day 7, you say Mixes Yom Kukulo, so you finish your count of Shiva Nikiyim, they're all Nikiyim, and nothing that happens later is going to compromise that. Paletus isn't going to compromise that. Okay, that's Lashon HaRashba. Lo Mikri Nikiyim, V'achar Shesafra Nikiyim, Shivlo Yistro Shechva Zera. The Rush adds a couple words. The Rush says, Iker Stira Shech Vazari Yishuv Delo Mikru Nekiyim. Good. The Kevan Shesafra Mikzas Hayom. But why she counted part of the day? The Tara Labayla. And then she goes to the Mikvah. Kvar Shalmu HaNekiyim. So the Sidra Tara points out in Sivkata Mevdal, the Yavim Hashmo is there, that in order to be home free, it's not enough to invoke Mikzas Hayom Kukulo, but she actually has to go to the Mikvah. So Kol Zman, she hasn't gone to the Mikvah, then the Shiva Nakiyim are not complete, and Poletes could, in theory, render that day no longer Naki. That's what the Sidrei Tara suggests in Sefkata Mem Dalet. He acknowledges that you don't have that formulation in other Rishonim, and therefore it's not necessarily relevant lehalacha. Rabbi Chanan has a piece, Kovitz Aro Simon Lamed Dalet Os Dalet, Kovitz Aro Simon Lamed Dalet Os Dalet, who just explains within the Shitas Harosh over here that Poletes, as we just said, Poletes during Shiva Nakiyim isn't Soser like a Re'iyah, it just makes the day not Naki. And therefore, if you're Poletes B'Sof Hayom on day 7 after Mixas Yom Kukulo, it doesn't pose a problem. So B'Chanan says that's analogous to the din that Shchita B'Chasi Simen Chera. Right? The Gemara is a Shai L'Chul and Kafkas that if you have Shchita B'Rov Simen, that's definitely Kasher. Me is definitely no good. What about Chasi Simen? So you don't have a Rov that's Nishkat, you don't have a row that's not Nishkat. So he thinks that's somewhat analogous to our situation here. That you could have, once you have Mixas Yom Kukulo, the day is considered Naki. So even if you're Poletes afterwards, that doesn't make it Eino Naki. Just like you don't have a rov shachet, you have a rov eino shachet. Here it's not naki, it's not eino naki. You have to check exactly how the analogy works. But that's that is the rush, with or without that analogy, that is the rush that Poletas makes the days into not nikiyim, but it's not soser the way your ES dam would be sosir. And the Rosh Moshe points out that maybe the Ravid assumes otherwise. Maybe the Ravid assumes no, that it is more analogous to a regular Ria, which would be sosir, and that's why the Ravid assumes that Poletas should also be, if it was the case, that Poletas would be relevant, Linyan Hetel Abayla, and that would be sosir even on day 7 after you would have invoked Nixas Hayom Kekula. Okay, so let's take a look at Shulchan Aruch. Kuf Tzadi Vav. Se'if Yud Aleph. Hapoleta Shechva Zerah B'mei Sfirasa. If a woman is poletes during her Shiva Nikiyim, im hutoch vav onos lishibusha saseres. So if that's within 72 hours of, or within vav onos of her tashrish, that's osir. So saseres also yom. Ulefikach hamishamesh es mitasa verasa acharkach upaska. So if a woman has tashmish, and then she sees dam, and then she stops seeing dam, eina maschal slispor zayin nakiim ad sheyavru aleha vav onos shlemos. So you have to wait for 12-hour periods before beginning your shiva nakiim. Shama tiflo, because we're concerned that maybe she will be poletes, and that zera is viable up to 72 hours. Lefikach, eina maschal slispor ad yom chamishi lishimusha. So as we explain the cheshem within Tosos the Rush, she can't start counting until day 5 after Tashmish Kigon in Shimsha b'motzei Shabbos. So let's say she had Tashmish motzei Shabbos. Eina maskalas lispar yom chamishi. She can't start counting Shiva Nikiyim until Thursday. Why? The kaim olah in ancient chazer masviach ad sheyavru vav onos shleimos beis le'eis. V'im shim shomotzei Shabbos u'palta lel dalid kodem eis shimush shomotzei Shabbos adayna medes besoch onashishis l'shimusha. Let's say she has tashmish 10 o'clock on Motzei Shabbos, so 72 hours of Vav Onos are going to be done 10 o'clock on Tuesday night. V'soseres. Hilkach Yom Chamishi Yerisha L'Svirasa. So 10 o'clock Tuesday night is halachically Wednesday. So once the last Ona extends into Wednesday, you can't start Yeshiva Nikiyim that day. So you have to wait until Thursday. So that's the position of the Ri and the Rush. Where there's Tashmish, then you have to wait 72 hours plus. You have to wait 72 hours and then wait until the next full day to start your Shiva Nikiyim. So the Mechaber passes the Rush, but the Rush does not have the Chumra that we'll see in a moment of the Ramah of Lo Shimsha Atu Shimsha. According to the Rush, according to the Ri, the only concern is where you know you had Tashmish. If you know you had Tashmish, then you have to be worried about Poletes Shechva Zera. But if you didn't have Tashmish, then there's no concern.
What's the Ri saying that he's not possible like that again?
I think the Ri and the Rosh, there's no Gzeira of Lo Shimsha Atu Shimsha.
You said the Ri versus the Rosh.
No, the Ri and the Rosh. Right, the Ri and the Rosh have no Gzeira of Lo Shimsha Atu Shimsha. And that's the Psak and the Mechaber, that if there's Tashmish, then you have the Tashmish. If there's no Tashmish, then there's no need to wait beyond the last day of her Ri'iyah. So there's no Tashmish Mosei Shabbos, there's no Tashmish on Shabbos on Friday. She sees Dam on Sunday, sees Dam Monday, sees Dam Tuesday, does a Hesek Tara, she could start Kathy Shiva Nikim on Wednesday. If there was Tashmish Mosei Shabbos, then you have to wait till Thursday. Okay, that's the Psak of the Mechaber here in Se'if Yud Alf. However, the Ramah paskins like an Or Zeruah, like a Truma Sadeshen, that no, we're gozer lo shimsha atu shimsha. The Or Zeruah simen shin lamed ches. Truma Sadeshen is simen reish mem he. So we'll read a little bit from the Truma Sadeshen, reish mem he. Shamati, says the Truma Sadeshen, the Yesh Lahosif Od Yom Echad, Velo Taska Lisper Ad Yom Shishi Lishimusha. The Mechaber paskins, you have to wait until Yom Chamishi Lishimusha. And the Jewish Sedeshin says he heard that you have to be Machber for an additional day. Kigon, Mosei Shabbos, in that case, with the Tashmim Mosei Shabbos, you can't start Yeshua Nekiyim until Friday. Why? She'im tatula, she'taskel yemei sfira miyom chamishi, she'kvar kalu vav ono shleimim, v'mashe tiflet odin asosir, right? So what's the problem? You already passed your 72 hours, zera is not valuable anymore, what's the concern? So, Truth Sedeshin is going to introduce two concerns. The first one, ikal amechash, dezimnin t'shamesh ben ashmoshas motzei shabbos. Maybe she'll atashmish motzei shabbos ben ashmoshas. Vehi tizbor dadayin yomhu. She'll erroneously think that it's still daytime. And she's going to cheshvin 72 hours from Shabbos afternoon till Sunday afternoon, Monday afternoon, Tuesday afternoon. Then she can start shivin akim on Wednesday. V'nimsi yichol lahaskal lisbor liyom dalit shukhamish elishimusha. Then, okay, in reality, it was Laila Kishishimsha. V'nimsa dadayim palta v'tchilas leil dalit. Really, it was night. So if it's night, Moshe Shabbos, you have to wait till Sunday night, Monday night, Tuesday night, and then you can't start Yeshiva Nekiyim until Wednesday. L'kach machmirin ad yom vav l'shimusha v'tu lech l'mecha shemidi. So to account for the possibility of making a mistake about Ben Hashmashos, Truma Sadeshin says, Shamati, you have to add an additional day. So it's not enough to wait till the fifth day. You have to wait till the sixth day. Then you have to have 5 days, including the day of the Re'iyah, before you can start your Shiv Nekiyim, because of Ben Hashmashos. And then, O Shamati, Shamarach or Zeruah, Kasav Shenoagin Nashim Be'ostreich, Shalol Lahaskal Shiv Nekiyim, Rak Shekolu Kfar Zayin Yamim Mitzchilas Riyasa. So there they had a minig of waiting till the seventh day, not even the sixth day. So they added, waiting until the eighth day instead of the seventh day. Meaning, if she saw on Sunday, you'd have to wait Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Shabbos, and start counting your Shiva Nekiyim the following Sunday. So, apparently there was such a minhag in Austria. It says not everyone had that minhag. Then he says, Matzasi borzu agadol. Da'imna nashim shalanu svichem leishev shiva yamim nekiyim levad miyam sharasa bov v'tavelis belel yud l'riyasa. V'no sin tamishim pleite shechazera. Kasav adalav debein shimsha bein lo shimsha samach l'riyasa lo plug bein shimsha bein lo shimsha samach l'riyasa lo plug rabbanon the gazvina lo shimsha atu shimsha. So this he goes near Zerua that we're gozer lo shimsha atu shimsha. Even if we know there is no tashmish, you still have to count the extra days because of the concern of poletus. So the Chuvas HaDeshen has two chermas that he reports seeing. Number one, to add an additional day, instead of having to wait 4 full days, to wait 5 full days because of the Savika Ben Ashrashos. And number two, Zera Shimsha Atu, Lo Shimsha Atu Shimsha, even if we know there's no Tashmish, you treat as if there was Tashmish, and you still have to wait those 5 days. And then he makes reference to some communities that had even a bigger chumrah of waiting up to 7 days. The Maril has this also. Shuvas Maril Chadasha Simon Sadi Gimel Oz Beis. He refers to a minhag in some of the Germanic countries. She refers to as Eretz Hadamim, which the Maril sometimes used to refer to Germany. That some waited 6 days, some waited 7 days.
He calls Germany Eretz
Hadamim. Yep. They have the Lush in the Maril a couple places. In the 1400s.
What is that?
Now the Maril raises the following question that we'll see in a little bit. The Shalav is bothered by. That if you're going to be extra machmir for this, for 6 days, for 7 days, so then he writes, sometimes that's the chumra dasli de kula. Why? Because you may end up in a situation where, had you not added this extra count, you would have tefillah, let's say, on Thursday night. Now that you're adding the extra count, you're going to have tefillah on Friday night or Motzei Shabbos. And then you run into problems of being marked chafifa min atfilah, which is a separate issue, which is a non-lechachila situation. So here, your mafmir, on one sense, in adding extra days before you start your shivan akiyam, and that's going to lead to a kula of having to be marked chafifa min atfilah. So Maril raises this concern with the more expansive minag beyond the 5 days that we saw in the Chumash Hadesha.
The Maril still was so much with the chumrah, though, was he?
No, there are two levels of chumrah. There's a basic chumrah of the Chumash Hadeshen that we see in the Chumash Hadeshen of 5 days instead of 4 days.
Right.
And lo shimshah to shimshah. And then some place in Germany had a minhag of 6 or 7 days, so that's where the Maril says that may be going too far, or at least you could be done. That's the chumrah of the kula. He doesn't say that you should reject the minhag because he reports that there was such a minhag, but he was done. That this may be an issue of Chumash Yedekula, we'll see the Shalah actually is concerned about that even with the 5 days. Yeah.
How's that cool? On the halacha, you're allowed to delay 2 weeks. And then
you're allowed to delay.
You're allowed to delay 2 weeks. It's not
maybe 2 weeks.
Delay,
not
count
for
2 weeks.
And then no, the Chumash Yedekula is that if you're going to end up with the Motzei Shabbos Tevila, then by necessity you run into the problem being marked Chafifa Min HaTevila.
I'm saying you can delay it
intentionally
to
Shabbos
so you
distance
that.
I'm saying you can lay the tefillah another day.
And then you're going to do it that way.
I'm sorry?
And then la'alacha, you need to distance the
tefillah. What do you mean la'alacha?
La'alacha, you intentionally make it so the tefillah is Friday night or most of Shabbos or whatever.
Well, here I'm saying the other direction. Here, it should have been on Thursday night. Or it should have. Now you're going to make it most of Shabbos.
It shouldn't have been. You can just, she can start counting whenever she wants.
When she can start counting if she wants.
She can wait 2 weeks and start counting.
No, but if you wouldn't have this chumrah of the 6 or 7 days, you only had 5 days, so then she would have started Shivan Akiyam on Friday and gone to the Thursday night, and now you're making things more complicated and you're necessitating a Motzei Shabbos Tevila. That's he raised that question of whether that's a chumrah asi lidei kula. You do have reference of the 7 days, even the Rambam. Rambam Perek Yud Aleph Halacha Yud Dalet. And the Rambam says that's a minhag tos. Rav Avadia points out in page Taf Bay is that there's a Tanchuma that actually sounds like this, that there was, that records such a practice of waiting extra days. And Rav Avadia somehow demonstrates that that Tanchuma is later and isn't original. But Rav Avadia points out that there were, or there are, Sephardi communities that that are makran this as well. Let's just see the Ramah inside. The Ramah, v'tifzak v'yom da'aleis arev, v'yom chamishi ola minyan shiva, v'yesh ha'kosvu, sh'yesh l'hamtin od yom echad, t'haynu sh'lo taska limnos ad yom ha'shishi, v'hu yiyah yom rishon l'sfi rasa. T'chayshin ha'shama t'shamish v'yom rishon b'nish mashos, v'tithrashu yom, v'afshu shulaywa. In Taska Linus Yom Chamishi, Yatoshi Shonos Shimusha. Alkein Yesh Lahosif Od Yom Echad, Demeati Yesh Lavalitos. Add another day to avoid the Banish Rosh's problem. Chumas Hadeshen, Agri Rishay Maril, Shari Dura, Marik, Vechei Noagim, Bechom Medinos Elu, Vein Lashanus. Vyesh Nashim Shinog Lahafmir Od, Lahantin Ad Shiva Yomim, Minig Ostreich. The eighth time the Dabra says Ramah, "V'machmir yachmir v'mekel niskar l'hakdam asal mitzvah." That you want to be machmir, but that's at the expense of peruvu. V'yesh akosv she'achshav ein lechalav in shimsha and bayil lelo shimsha. The other part of the Torah said Hashem, "V'kol isha sheroa afilu kesem tzichel hantu chamisha yamim yom riyasa." Fine. Chayin ogim v'dinas elu v'ein l'shanos. Both chormos number one. The Bein HaShemash is concerned to up it from 4 to 5 days. And number two, Lo Shimsha, Atu Shimsha. Rav Avadia points out that even among the Sephardim, there are some communities that adopted this Chumrah of the extra day and the Lo Shimsha, Atu Shimsha of the Ramah. He writes that that was the position of the Ben Ishai, and that was the Minhag in Baghdad. And Rabbi Kar quotes Rav Yashif thought that that's appropriate for Sephardim to accept this Chumrah. And Rav Avadia says that in Syria and Mitzrayim, they were Mako. And Rav Avadia thinks that unless you have a tradition, otherwise, if you're a Sephardi, then you should not be Machmir, or you need not be Machmir for the 5 days.
Sorry, you thought that Sephardim should keep this?
Rabbi Kar quotes Rav Yashiv. Rav Yashiv thought that Sephardim should keep it, right? And Rav Avadia says different points out that different Sephardic communities said different hagim, but he thinks that the default for Sephardim should be lekula unless you have a minhag otherwise.
Of the 7 days or the 5 days?
Of the not to be machmir for the 5 days, right? Just the four of the mechaber. And the post can discuss. Let's say a person travels internationally, so you lose hours. Let's say you travel west. You travel from Eretz Yisrael to America. Or say the other way, you travel east. Right in the middle of these 5 days, you travel from New York to Eretz Yisrael, so you lose 7 hours. So do you have to add an extra 7 hours to your account? So Rav Avadia says that no, the whole point is Vav Onos, usually we say 72 hours. But the point is, it's really a day-night period. So usually day-night period translates into 72 hours if you have six of those day-night periods. But if you're losing hours, but you're not losing days, so then the point isn't the hours per se, it's the vav onos. So let's say for a Sephardi, you're only concerned about 4 days to begin with. So you travel, let's say Shimsha, in the case where everyone agrees. So Shimsha Motzei Shabbos, let's say here, Shimsha, Sunday afternoon, to make it easier for this example. So 72 hours in New York would complete Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, 4 p.m., right? And then she could begin her Hafsek Tara, she could begin her Shivan Akiyam on Thursday morning, right? Well, let's say she travels to Eretz Yisrael. So Wednesday, 4 p.m. is now Wednesday, 11 p.m. in Eretz Yisrael, right? So the 72 hours technically can finish when she is holding at 11 p.m. on Wednesday in Eretz Yisrael. So do you have to wait? Do you now have to wait to start your Shivan Akiyam until Thursday? Because if you're counting 72 hours took you into Wednesday. If you're just counting Vav Onos, so your Vav Onos still done on Tuesday afternoon. So Rav Adya thinks that the Iker is the Onos, not the hours per se. In that case, a woman could start a Shivan Akiyam on Wednesday. And Rav Osner thinks, according to the Mechaber, you'd have to wait until Thursday, Shevet Alevi here, Ospeis, that he thinks that we are concerned about the cheshbon of hours.
What do you think? Must this be an hour of Onos?
Like Onos means a day-night period, right?
If you start a stopwatch and you just...
So it's not a function of the stopwatch, it's a function of the day-night period. So you have to... The Zera is still valuable for 3 days and three nights, right? So if you had Tashri Sunday afternoon, the sun rises and sets three times between then and Wednesday afternoon, so before the sun sets on Wednesday, you've completed your sixth Ona. But if you're counting on the stopwatch, 72 hours is going to take you into Wednesday night. What about Rasa Ben Hashmashas? So where Machmir the Rambah to count 5 days and not 4 days? Why? Because you're worried that maybe there's Ria Ben Hashmashas and you're going to get confused. Let's say you talk at Tashmish Ben Hashmashas. So do you now have to count 6 days? Are we concerned that... So Suffolk, whether that Ben Hashmashas is the previous day, and then you count the previous day and then you count another 5 days? The Baal HaShulchan says no. Sifkat and Kosamach, that's the whole reason for the Chumrah of 5 days is because of a Suffolk of Ben Hashmashas. So you're not going to add on, if you actually did a Tashmish Ben Hashmashas, so then you're going to add an additional day? The whole reason for the fifth day is because of the Suffolk of Ben Hashmashas. So it doesn't make sense to add another day. And another day on top of that. That's what most posts can assume. That's what Rabbi Karp Kosev Shem Rav Yashiv. Vosner sounds like he's machmir in that as well, but it seems like the Akhra is Lakula. And Ramosha in Tshuva Kaf to Rabbi Eider says that for these purposes, you have the right to include the first 9 minutes after Shkia as not yet being. If not yet being Ben Hashmashos. So if you saw within 9 minutes after Shki, you can count that as the previous day, towards your 5 days. Rabbi Morgenstern, Kosovo Vayashav, and Eretz Yisrael, it's 5 minutes if you accept that, but not more than the 5 or 9 minutes. Okay, we'll stop here. Next time we'll finish up the topic of Poletes, and then we have to figure out where we're going to go from there. Plan of being in Eretz Yisrael the week of February 3rd. So that's going to be a Chazara week, and we'll have a Bechina the beginning of the following week. So I have to figure out how we're going to pace the next 3 weeks. So I'll lean on to send you a new Marmakama soon, but next time we'll finish Pilates and then go on from there.
It was quick to have another
Bechina. No, it's been... I think it's been 12 shiurim so far. It'll be another 6 probably. So that's, because it's usually 17 to 20.